subject, married to him, but mama is his real woman. Dear Steve and Shirley, we're changing that to Dear John and Shirley. I have been married for 7 years. My husband has decided that he does not have to spend any time with me and that his mother and everything else should come before me. Just to give you a little background, this is a second marriage for both of us. I have two girls by my first husband, and he and I were together for 20 years. My oldest is married and has her own children, and my youngest is in college. He has a daughter and has raised his stepson. Being a single father and raising his ex-wife's son was one of the things that I loved most about him. He understood what it was like to be a single parent. We married within 18 months of meeting, and once we were married, I found that his mother always needs him on a daily basis. She lived almost an hour away from us. She then convinced him to keep the kids in the same school district they were in prior to us getting married because she lived there. Again, an hour away. He agreed and would leave the house every day at 5:45 a.m. in the morning. He would not return home until about 8:30 p.m. at night because the kids played sports. This also occurred on the weekends. All day, he would be gone and his mother would ask him to cancel any plans with me to take her where she wanted to go. Mind you, she drives herself and her kids everywhere when he is at work, and I spoke with him about this and he became very upset with me, and he was going there more often. I finally could not take it anymore, and I called her, his mother. She informed me, that she was his mother and she came first. He agreed. I packed up my youngest daughter's things and left him. We separated for 3 years. He moved in with his mother and I got a townhouse. He convinced me to go to counseling, and when I told him I was filing for divorce. We went to counseling for a year and eventually got a house and moved back in together. For 4 months, things were good. But then mama convinced him to send his daughter back up to the lousy school district, and he did what mama said. Again, he is coming home at 8:30 p.m. and sometimes later. I have talked and talked, and now we don't do anything together. He is at his mother's 7 days a week, and I am left alone. I have been dealing with this for 3 years now, and I'm tired of it. I have found a new house for me and my youngest daughter, and I am set to leave. Let me close by saying that I can't take this anymore, and since he can't leave to Cleve, I am going to make it easy for him and be the one to leave. Am I wrong for leaving my marriage? Please help. To you, I just say, what marriage? This is just not a marriage. He is really married to his mom. His mom knows exactly what she's doing. That's the thing, though. Telling you that she comes first because she's his mom. No, ma'am. Not in a marriage. And where was mama during that 18-month courtship you guys had? She didn't show up at all. There were no red flags, no signs there. I just think that your mama's boy husband should have respectfully checked his mom because she checked you. And I just think, you know, you're right. There's no leaving and cleaving going on here. He's all in with mom, not with you, which is the reason you left him in the first place. And what happened there? And history repeated itself, right?
And you could tell she set up basically some tests for him. Mm-hmm. You know, she put the ultimatum out there, and he's still keeping the same behavior going. And you just can't do that. Now, I'm not married yet. I'm almost there.
All right.
I'm not married yet.
Uh-oh.
But I know
Is that breaking news?
But I know that when you are married to somebody, you committed to build a life with them forever.
Yes.
And you don't leave your mother. You don't leave your family. But your first priority's got to be your marriage.
That's right. It really does.
And if he can't figure out that that's got to be his first priority, then I don't think he's ready to be married. And I wish you to figure that out while they were in that courtship. Because like you said, 18 months of courtship, you would think she would have figured out the whole mama situation by then. And maybe she had blinders on. It was the honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's seeing where his priorities lie. And, you know, it's hard enough. I'm in a relationship where I travel a lot. And, you know, we don't get to spend as much time together as most people do. But it's hard enough having a regular relationship. And then somebody that's gone from early in the morning to late at night every night. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
That's the choice
exactly.
He's making because he doesn't prioritize her.
That's
then it. Then something's wrong.
And then they separated for 3 years. He begged her back. She went back. They went through a year of counseling. They tried it again, and it still failed. So I don't think she's wrong in this. I just think she should do her, and maybe he should stay over there with Mama, because that's where he wants to be, obviously, because that's who he's with. You're right. He made a choice. This is a choice, you know.
It's clear.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we're only hearing her side of the story, but if it's anything like
close
what she's saying, then
that's all we have to go on. Yeah.
I don't think this marriage is going to work. I just don't think so.
But you're gone
every day.
Who wanna
live with their mama?
Yeah.
Really though.
A grown person. You're gone from 5:45 a.m. till 8:30 at night on the weekdays, and then all day on the weekends. That's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You don't want to be with your wife. You do not.
Yeah, that's not a marriage.
Yeah.
It's not a marriage.
It's not. So, lady,
I love my mama, but I can't stay with her.
Ooh,
after about that 8 hour being over there, Lord, I got to go.
I love mine too, and she's listening.
I love
Happy
visiting.
Mother's Day, Mommy.
Exactly. You know your room's still together back there. I know it.
But
comes
a
time in a man's life when you got to grow up.
That's
you gotta
right.
cut that umbilical cord.
That's right, John. Definitely.
I still love you though, Mom. I do.
I always love my mama.
Did you cook?
She's my favorite girl.
Same boy.
Same, John.
Onlyest one.
That's the only time you can say onlyest.
Uh-huh. Well, Charlie Wilson said it, too.
He wrote it.
My baby. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.